It's Tuesday. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville, and thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. And here's a look at your sports today on March the 27th. The Aggie baseball team jumped one spot to seventh in the poll after their three-game road sweep of Pepperdine over the weekend. The Aggies collected 35 hits, only committed two errors in the three games while holding the Wave to 21 hits, including that two-hit shutout by Michael Waka in the Friday game that earned him Big 12 Pitcher of the Week. Waka's previous outing was mighty rough against Kansas State, you might recall. That was a week earlier, so Coach Rob Childers says that Waka was more than ready to get back out onto the mound.
I mean, he's a competitor, and, you know, he only gets to go out and compete once a week. And, you know, it's almost like he's a football player. You got to sit on it for 6 days when it's good or bad. And, you know, you got to prepare each week the same. And, you know, he obviously had extra motivation over the last 6 days and, you know, was foaming at the mouth to get out there on the mound Friday afternoon against Pepperdine.
A&M is back at Olsen Field and Bluebell Park for their next nine games, including tonight's midweeker against Houston Baptist and then three this weekend against Missouri.
Oh, they're all big. Jared Moon's done a good job at, you know, Houston Baptist. They played last Tuesday, didn't play this weekend, you know, and then they've got us tomorrow night, and then they don't play again until the next Tuesday. So this is their game of the week, literally. And, mm-hmm. you know, so we'll get their very best, and they're going to get ours. And, you know, we had yesterday off, moved up, and played a doubleheader Saturday. So, you know, we'll be ready to go as well. And then Missouri's coming off their opening weekend in conference and went, you know, won two out of three against Oklahoma State. So, you know, they didn't start the way I'm sure Coach Jameson wanted them to, but they're playing really well right now. And, you know, they always are a tough series for us, whether it's here or in Columbia. So it ought to be a great week of baseball.
That was Rob Childers talking to Texag's Gabe Bach. First pitch tonight is 6:35, and you'll hear it on 16:20. Looks like the Aggies won't be escaping Frank Martin when they move to the SEC, because Martin's going there too. Just about all reliable media sources are saying that Martin will be introduced today as the new head coach at South Carolina. The Gamecocks have announced a press conference following a 10 a.m. meeting of their board of trustees. Martin has coached Kansas State to four NCAA tournaments in his 5 years in Manhattan. The Gamecocks fired their coach Darren Horn after a 10-21 season that brought just two SEC wins. Congratulations to Brazos 4-H Sportsman Club member and Bryan High senior Brandy Droz, the bronze medal winner at the 2012 International Shooting Sport Federation Shotgun World Cup in Tucson this past weekend. She won the medal in a shoot-off with an Italian shooter. Brandy will compete in the ISSF World Cup in April in London. Big match in boys high school soccer tonight. A&M Consolidated hosts district leader Belton at 8 o'clock. A win for the Tigers would mean a co-championship in this regular season finale. Also tonight, the Consol girls can earn the outright 12-5A title with a win at Belton at 7. The Bryan boys will finish third and head to the playoffs after their match tonight with Temple at home. The Bryan girls will end their season at Temple. Top seed Baylor and Stanford have reached the Final Four of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament and will square off Sunday night in Denver. Brittany Griner had 23 points, 15 rebounds, and 9 blocks as the Bears knocked off Tennessee 77-58 in what may have been Coach Pat Summitt's final game as a head coach of the Lady Vols. Griner and two other players were ejected from the game late for coming off the bench after two players in the game had a brief physical exchange after a rebound. None of the players will be suspended for the Final Four. Stanford earned an 81-69 win over Duke. Tonight, the other two teams will punch their ticket to Denver. Maryland meets Notre Dame in Raleigh, and UConn meets Kentucky at the Kingston, Rhode Island Regional. Alabama has rewarded football coach Nick Saban with a two-year contract extension and a raise 3.5 months after he led the Crimson Tide to the national title. The university's Board of Trustees approved a deal that'll run through January of 2020. He'll get $5.32 million in 2012 with a $50,000 raise next year and $100,000 annually after that. Under the deal, he should make $5.97 million in 2019. And finally, BCS leaders say that they're sorting through a host of intricate details about how college football's postseason would work if major changes are made to the current format. No specific mention of four-team playoff was made in the statement, but all the commissioners have acknowledged that option is being discussed. The statement says that if the format is changed, where and when the games will be played and how the teams will be selected have to be worked out. And that's your look at sports, everybody. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.